sweet little minions had forgotten my request. Welcome, young man. I hope the journey here wasn't too uncomfortable. Not like that really matters. Walk here and kneel. I don't think you fully understand your situation. If you disobey me, I will kill you. And you know how easy that would be for me. So walk to the foot of my throne and kneel. Up close, you certainly are a looker. I've been spying on you, making a mess of my domain for months, but seeing you in person is like night and day. These subtle scars across your face, the glint in your eyes. Your scent, like a wild animal. I almost think you'd be better as a hearty stew, but I need a new personal slave. I'm sure you know I take a man once every generation, but what you don't know is what you would become. You will be my king and provide me with new children. That look on your face seems to say you want to fight me. Well, are you going to try? Or do you know deep down that you're nothing compared to me? That's what I thought. All you can do is whimper as I spank you like a fussy baby. You mortals, so fiery and willful, yet when real power presents itself, you scurry and hide like the apes you evolved from. You probably don't even know what an ape is, do you? You and your people really are ignorant, so obsessed over nobles and strength, yet you don't even know where your blood comes from. Ooh, but I do love your blood. Such pretty, bright crimson. You're leaking a little. It's a compliment. Most men die with only a few strokes of my hand across their body. You are especially strong. I will enjoy breaking you. Now stand. Let's see with what I'm working with here. You won't need these. A good cock and a strong body. You're shaping up to be the best man I've taken in generations. Lay on the floor and let me enjoy you. There. Your face screams that you're a virgin, you know. When I tore your pants off, you looked so scared and pathetic. Sex isn't something to be afraid of. Are you frightened of being fucked by a queen like me? You should be honored. You wouldn't want to offend me, right? So, smile. That's better. Your first time inside of me should be as wonderful for you as it is for me. Fuck, you feel so good. Having a warm cock inside of me is better than you can understand. My cold pussy squeezing your dick. This union is meant to be. How pathetic that the only thing you humans can offer us is your warmth, and you flee from my kind at every chance you can get. But in my infinite grace, I will give you purpose. As my king and my slave, you'll be both a ruler of the frozen north and a personal breeding toy for me to abuse as I see fit. You will love me, or you will die. Sounds like a wonderful arrangement to me. Did I tell you to stop smiling? And thrust into me, my mortal. Sex isn't fun if I'm doing all the work, even if your dick feels perfect. You are a lucky one. If this wasn't anything less than the best fucking I've ever had, I would have disposed of you. For a virgin, your endurance is surprisingly high. Most men would gum their pants with my velvet grace embracing them. For your efforts, I'll give you a gift. the permission to touch me with love. That's it. Feel my skin as soft as fresh fallen snow in this diamond gown silky embrace. Do you know how many men would die to be where you are right now? How many lecherous fools would trade even their own mother to fuck a queen like me? And you're still not fully enjoying this. Perhaps coming inside of me will make you feel better. Let's see how long you can hold on if I fuck you like this. That's the look I love. Men's faces twisted in terror and pleasure. I'll get to see so much of this pretty pathetic face corrupted in ecstasy. Fuck, you feel so good. Fucking me so deep. But don't think you're anything special. You're nothing special, not yet. You were nothing before me, even with this big dick inside of me. And now, you're something. You owe me an infinite debt. Your life is mine. Your soul is mine. Your body and cock, all mine. Even your breath is mine. Let me remind you. Have you ever felt your windpipe being crushed? What's left of the air in your lungs slowly seeping through your teeth? The blood in your gullet rushing up, sour and rusty. This is what waits for you if you disobey me. It would be so simple to kill you, but I never like things to be simple. Oh gosh, that almost felt better than feeling you fuck me. What a rush. I feel your cock throbbing so hard inside of me. Did that excite you as much as it excited me? Maybe you really were meant for me. If you love pain as much as I love giving it, I know you want to come so bad, filling my soft, cool pussy. I need it too. I need to feel you fill me up so I can come. Fuck it. Do it. Embrace your passion. Let it go. Fill me with your life's essence. Seal this pact between us, and we will be together forever. Yes, 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 yes. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Come for me. Come for me, my slave, my king. Yes, it's been so long since I felt this good. Perhaps I'll become pregnant with this. You feel that shackle around your soul, the icy cuffs around your guts. That's the pact you just sealed. You are bound to me forever, and I won't let you go until the last of your blood is dust. I can't wait to see how this life together will be. For now, though, a guard will take you to your chambers. Clean up and get ready for dinner. No standing. Crawl out of my throne room on your hands and knees, like the slave that you are.